I want to start with yesterday's tragedy and remind everybody that it involved two families. Our prayers go out to the family of Cassandra Perkins. They are grieving, and we send our condolences to that family. Our prayers and condolences go out to the family of Javon Belcher. They are also grieving. Our prayers and hopes go out to a three-month-old Zoe, a little girl who will never get to know her mother and father. So we're grieving for all involved. It's tough when circumstances happen. You can't undo them. And so you have to rely on each other, rely on your family, your friends, and rely on your faith. And that's what the team tried to do today, and we were able to do that and try to work our way through the tragedy. And knowing that it's not over today, it still will go on tomorrow, the next day, and the next day. Life is going to go on as well, and we have to work through it. And so that's what we're going to try to do. As far as playing the game, I thought that that was the best thing for us to do because that's what we do. We're football players, football coaches, and we play and coach on Sunday. And so that's why I wanted to play the game. After talking with the captains, they also felt like it was best that we play. If for no other reason, it takes our mind off our misery for a few hours. And so that's what it did. It helped us do that. And so after talking with them, we finalized the fact that we were going to play the game. And so they pulled together and were able to get the energy together to go out there and play a football game. And so a lot of respect goes to the players as well. I think that respectfully to you guys and ladies that I'm choosing not to answer any questions about what I saw yesterday. And I think that you will understand that, and hopefully you'll respect my wishes on that because it wasn't a pretty sight. And so I'm choosing not to talk about it. As far as today went, it was a total team victory today. I'm proud of the guys in that locker room, proud of the coaches, proud of the organization, you know, for having to deal with what we had to deal with and be able to pull through it and show some character. As a organization, as a team, as players, as coaches, I thought that was all very positive for us. And, you know, we were fortunate that the outcome was a victory, and we appreciate that. But even if the outcome had turned out the other way, just being able to go out and play the game that we know and play the game that we love and take our minds off of our problems for a little bit, I thought was helpful. A good team victory. All the players made a contribution. Everybody helped. I mean, and then we got banged up a little bit. Guys were going down, and then other guys were stepping in and holding up their end. And so I'm very proud for the way they played, the way they conducted themselves, and the character they showed through the last 2 days. I know on the injury front, DJ has a hamstring, and we're going to have to look at that. Elam has a quad, and we got to look at that. Flowers has a ham, and we're going to look at that. But like I say, the guy stepped up. A young Hardman, he steps up. You know, TD. Travis Daniels, he steps up. Corey, who doesn't get to play at all other than on special teams, he goes in when DJ comes out and he plays. Brandon Seiler, I can't say enough about Brandon because I don't think he's played very many plays on defense this year, but it's been all special teams, but he goes in and plays Javon's spot and represents himself and the team very well. The other thing I thought that was good for us, that we didn't have any turnovers. We didn't have any fumbles. I think we only had one penalty and maybe one sack, you know, and so the focus that it took for us to be able to get that done, it was good, you know, and so the results of the game was good. And after we leave here, we'll still work through the tragedy that we had to endure yesterday, and so we'll just have to go forward with that. All right, so I will open it up to you.
Romeo, could you or did you see any signs last night or even this morning that your guys were going to put together this kind of effort?
Well, see, I tell you guys all the time that I got a good group of guys. They have good attitudes during the week. They have good energy during the week. We don't always play as good as we need to play, but they've always gone out and tried hard. I think that the fact that they had to lean on each other a little bit more maybe this week was helpful for them. But, you know, football, it can go any way at any time. And the game wasn't an easy game by any stretch, you know. It was a close game all the way through. And so I think that showed some fortitude on their part. But I expect those guys to go out and try hard.
I was just talking because of the extraordinary circumstances of today's game.
Well, the thing that I worried about was that they would not be mentally prepared. I knew that they were prepared from the football standpoint because we put in the game plan all during the week and we practiced, and I knew that they were ready there. I didn't know what our mental state would be. And that's one thing you can't predict. And so, you know, you just have to go out and play and see what it's going to be. And those guys pulled together and were able to pull it off.
How big was the crowd today? Because a lot of times on fourth down, you all looked like you were going to go for the field goal, but the crowd was real loud. And, I mean, did that influence you to go for it on fourth down?
No, that didn't influence me to go for it, but I appreciated the involvement of the crowd. And I think our players knew that the crowd were supporting them and were behind them and wanted them to do well.
Well, was there anything concerned that you might, whether you would be able to hold your own focus today and concentrate? Were you concerned about that?
No, I really wasn't because, I mean, I'm not trying to blow my own horn or anything, but I'm even keel, pretty much, you know. And so I felt like that I would be able to handle it. And I knew that I needed to be strong for the players in that locker room. And they needed to see a strong individual lead them.
Was there anything looking back on Javon's time here that kind of gave you a hint that something like this might be going on inside his head?
No. Javon was a good teammate, a hard worker, sat in the front of the room all the time, you know, and you don't expect anything like what happened.
Was this the best game the Chiefs have played this year?
Well, I think when you look at in total, you know, all the things that we were able to accomplish, both offensively, defensively, and special teams-wise, you might say that this was the best. It definitely was maybe the best results.
Romeo, you obviously decided as a team to play the game. Were there players who didn't favor playing the game or coaches who didn't favor playing the game?
No, everybody was on board.
Romeo, these guys are, they're not your kids or whatever, but you got them. You coach them. You have them. Robert, how is this going to change the way you are in the future? You know, look at guys differently, look for signs of things. I mean, just the human side of this. People just talk about the game so much. How's this going to change you?
Well, the experience will probably change me, but I'm not changing. I'm the same guy every day, and that's been one of my qualities, being the same guy every day. I think the thing that we have to understand that when any person has an issue or has problems, if they're not totally honest with you about their issues or their problems, then you cannot give them the correct help. And so I think people have to be honest about what problems they have and how they perceive them. You know, people perceive things differently.
You talked about being concerned about the guys being ready to being mentally prepared to play. When did you sense that they were going to be mentally prepared to play and be able to block out what had happened yesterday?
Well, I mean, I don't think that you ever know that they can block it all out, which they can't. But in the locker room, there was some energy in the locker room before the game.
Romeo, you talked about being even keeled, but that was a pretty extraordinary circumstances yesterday. What did you have to do to get yourself ready to talk to your team and prepare them for this game?
I do the same thing I always do. I'm thoughtful about what I think is important, what I think that they need to hear and what they need to know, and then I tell them that. And that's what I did, you know, and probably the thing that helped me the most was in talking to them yesterday morning and telling them about the circumstance. We were all able to lean on each other a little bit, you know, and let a little bit out, you know. And by letting a little bit out, I think that helped all of us get through what we had to get through.
So other people spoke in that meeting as well?
No. We had our chaplain. He was there, and he said some words. I spoke to him and told him what the circumstances were, and told him to go home and try to be with their families and their loved ones and use their faith.
Romeo, what was the, if you could just share a little bit about what it was like in the locker room right after you guys got off the field, what was...
Yeah, you know, I mean, there was elation. I think that they were appreciative of the fact that they were able to get through the game and deal with the circumstance, you know, and that they could focus on football and take their minds off of the tragedy itself. And so I think that that's what I sensed in the locker room.
A couple more. Did you hear from your peers yesterday? And if so, who?
Well, I will not say who contacted me, but there are many of my peers and friends in the coaching profession and friends in general who text or called and sent their condolences and their prayers and encouragement to hang in there and try to do the best we can.
How comforting was that for you to hear from others?
Well, it's always comforting when people care about you, you know, and you know that they care about you. And some people that you haven't spoken to in a while, you know, they tell you, they text you, and say, hang in there, and our prayers are with you, and things like that. So that's always comforting.
Can you give us a sense of the range of emotions that you've experienced since all of this began yesterday?
Well, it's pretty highs and lows, you know. But that's part of life, and that's what I told them. I told them life is not even keel. You got potholes, and you got curves, and you have to deal with them. You have to work your way through them. And so whether it's on a daily basis or a weekly basis or a yearly basis, you have to deal with it and work through it. Romeo, yes, ma'am.
Romeo, you already said that this isn't over. It's going to be a long healing process. What's the message that you're sending home with your guys tonight, and what are the plans for helping them heal tomorrow, next week?
Well, I think what I've said is the basic plan for us is to rely on each other, to rely on our family and friends, and to rely on our faith, because that's what will get us through, all right? Because we know that there are going to be funerals that we're going to have to deal with, you know, and all of those kind of things. And so it's not over yet, you know, and it might not be over for a long time for some of the guys.
Last one. I can just ask a football question. Just you lose Derek and Brandon and Kendrick and playing Hartmans and Jill Browns and Nico Thorpes. Can you just kind of talk about how they wove this thing together and held it together for you?
Well, they're there every day, and they're at practice, and they're not getting the reps, but they're in the meeting rooms, and they're being taught the technique, they've been told the game plan, and when they get into the game, they have to step up, you know, and they were able to step up. And so we feel very good about them being able to do that, you know, because we did lose a couple pretty good guys, you know, who went down. But to their credit, they stepped in and represented us well.
Okay, thank you, Coach.